This past Sunday was the 20th anniversary of the Stuart B. McKinney Homeless Assistance Act. Named after the Republican Congressman Stuart B. McKinney, the act emphasized emergency measures, transitional measures, and long-term solutions to combat the homelessness crisis. At the time, it was viewed as the first step in a larger effort to eradicate homelessness, but subsequent efforts never materialized. McKinney died of AIDS in 1987 and was a major force on Capitol Hill in advocating for the homeless. He spent the night with homeless residents on the streets of Washington, D.C. soon before his death. The National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty commemorated the anniversary by passing out bittersweet chocolate bars to members of Congress. Joining me on the line this morning from Washington, D.C. is Maria Foscarinis. She is the executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. She's also one of the primary architects of the McKinney Act. Welcome to Uprising, Maria.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for joining us. First, let's talk about exactly what the McKinney Act actually did to try to address homelessness. What was its goal?
Well, the McKinney Act actually was a first step, a first federal response to addressing the crisis of homelessness, which was just then becoming a crisis across the country. And the McKinney Act really was meant as an emergency first step. Much of the focus of the McKinney Act was on emergency response, on emergency shelters, and on transitional housing, temporary housing. The idea was that this was a first step, and it would be followed by additional steps that would focus on prevention and long-term solutions. But those additional steps never happened. So that was the primary focus of the McKinney Act. It was not the exclusive focus. There are some longer-term measures that were part of the McKinney Act, but by and large, the main focus of the Act and the majority of the money that the Act funded were devoted to emergency solutions.
And what sort of funding is there behind this Act? Over the years, has that funding increased or decreased?
The funding has increased significantly. In the beginning, there was just for the first year, the amount that Congress actually appropriated, that it actually allocated and sent out to states and cities around the country, was $350 million. And that has increased to the point where it's now over $1.4 billion. So the funding has increased significantly, but it's still far below the amount that's needed to address even the emergency needs of homeless people. These are not large numbers in the scheme of the federal budget, and especially if you consider these numbers against the background of all of the cuts that have happened over the past 20 years in social welfare programs, in particular the cuts to federal housing programs for low-income people, these amounts are not nearly enough to make up the difference. They're just a fraction of that difference.
I'm looking at an editorial by a homeless advocate with the Western Regional Advocacy Project, Paul Bowden, who wrote earlier this month in the San Francisco Chronicle. He basically says that the federal government since 1979 has reduced subsidized affordable housing by $52 billion. So we're talking about losses here in affordable housing of $52 billion, and this act today is has a funding of $1.4 billion behind it.
Right.
Certainly
exactly.
Doesn't sound right.
Exactly. Hmm. So it's a very, that's why we are calling this anniversary a bittersweet one, because the funding that the act and the provisions in the act are very important ones. At the time that this law was first passed 20 years ago, it really was a watershed. 20 years ago, as I said, homelessness was just beginning to be a national crisis. It was a time when the country was still shocked by the fact that people were sleeping on the streets, that families were without shelter, that kids were without shelter, that they were without housing. And getting Congress to actually take action was a big step. It was also the time when President Reagan was in office, when he was stating publicly that homelessness was simply a matter of choice, that certainly it was not a matter for a federal government response. So getting this federal response was important. It was important recognition of federal responsibility. And it has made a difference in the lives of the people that it has helped. It's helped people transition out of homelessness. It's helped people stay alive while they're homeless. It's helped children get into school, because one of the provisions that is a longer-term one in the original act had to do with school access for homeless kids. It's required vacant federal buildings and property to be converted into, to be made available for advocates and providers to use to help homeless people. In fact, I just learned that a property in L.A. was just has just opened that uses abandoned federal property to serve homeless and low-income people. So these are important accomplishments, and they really demonstrate to us that homelessness can be solved, that solutions can be put in place, that Congress can help end homelessness. But they're not on the scale that we need. Even just considered as emergency measures, the federal government itself recently estimated that about half of the homeless population nationally doesn't have access even to emergency shelter. So even on their own terms, these provisions are insufficient. But if we're really want, if our goal is to end and prevent homelessness, then we've really got to be concerned about low-income housing, which is a critical component to ending and preventing homelessness. And there the cuts have been massive. So much more needs to be done, and it has to address not just emergency needs, but the longer-term solutions and the holes in the anti-poverty programs that have been created over these past years.
My guest is Maria Foscarini. She is the executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. We're talking about the McKinney Homeless Assistance Act, which was passed 20 years ago this month. Now, does it seem to you, Maria, that the passage of this act in a way has been used as an excuse by Congress to not have to do any more on homelessness because of this act, which is significant and has some significant funding, that that basically Congress has turned a blind eye towards any future or follow-up programs?
I think that that may be the case, and I think that is often the case, especially with social welfare programs.
So there's an attitude of, you know, we've already we're already doing something about this problem, we don't need to do any more.
Exactly. That as soon as a solution is put, or some kind of response is put into place, then we move on, then Congress moves on, then the public in some way, or the media moves on. I mean, this is a kind of short attention span, and it's a lack of follow-through that I think is very real. And that's why I think it's important to call attention to this anniversary. And we were very pleased that we did get a response from Congress, and members of Congress joined us to speak about the anniversary when we had our event commemorating it a week ago with all of our colleague organizations. We had important members of Congress, including Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who is head of the Housing Committee, as you know, in the House, and we had Representative Chris Shays, a key ranking member of Congress on the House, on the Housing Committee, speak about the need for additional steps and recognize that the McKinney Act was just a first step and Congress needs to do more. So that's our goal as advocates, is, and that's our charge really, is to hold Congress accountable and say, look, you addressed this, but you didn't finish, and we need to finish the job.
Finally, Maria, what about the candidates who are vying for next year's presidency? You know, there's a lot of issues that are often talked about, including the war and other issues. Is homelessness a major issue for these candidates? And if not, what is your organization doing to try to get presidential candidates to address this issue?
Well, it's not a major issue now. And I guess with the of John Edwards, the candidates really have not spoken about poverty as a major issue in general. And I think one of our next challenges is to really raise the profile of the issue of homelessness and the larger issues of poverty with the candidates and hold them accountable for what they will do if they're elected.
Well, Maria Foscarinis, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Where can listeners find out more about your organization?
On our website, which is nlchp.org, National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, nlchp.org.
And actually, very briefly, before we go there, is there any new piece of legislation that Congress is at least considering as a follow-up to the McKinney Act?
There are a number of pieces of legislation. In the House is the Hearth Act, sponsored by Representative Julia Carson, which would reauthorize the McKinney Act and also make some expansions and improvements to it. And there's a similar piece of legislation in the Senate, sponsored by Senator Reid. We are working together with our partners on additional legislation, including the Bringing America Home Act, which is set to be reintroduced, which is a much larger piece of legislation and addresses the longer-term needs.
And that information is on your website as well?
Yes.
Okay, and that website is nlchp.org. Maria, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Maria Foscarinis is the Executive Director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, whose website is at nlchp.org. She's also one of the primary architects of the McKinney Act, which we've just been discussing. McKinney Act was passed 20 years ago, one of the first major pieces of legislation to address the issue of homelessness.